right.
Is there a reason why you had these great days against Green Bay? I know you had a lot of other teams great days too, but it's special against the Packers that you've done so well.
I don't know. I guess you just kind of get up for the robbery. The entire team, you know, and yeah, I think that's what it is. It's kind of simple. It's this big game, a divisional game.
You get up more for them than some other games? What you're saying?
You know, you get into the division, and of course it's a robbery. And when you go out and as a group, you want to perform well, you know, and I think it just kind of raises your game to a different level.
What do you remember about that day that you were going for the record and you guys needed to make the playoffs at the Dome? And it was one of those where everything came together.
Yeah, it was. You know, I remember going to that game not even worrying about the record at all, just doing my job and helping that team, you know, advance to the playoffs.
What do you remember about the Favre year when he came in near that magical when you swept him? You know, you won two against him the last time you guys have done that.
It was fun. It was special, especially playing down there in Green Bay and having Favre being a part of that and coming out with a big win. It's always a tough contest when you go into Lambeau to play. But with Favre, that was definitely a special moment for just the team and for him.
Put in perspective, though, I mean, here you guys sit, and who'd have thunk it, you know, a year ago or whatever. You guys are in first place. They're trying to catch you. A lot of strange things have happened in the last 6 months or a year for this team.
It has, you know, but we just try to stay in our place, continue to take it 1 week at a time, because 8 weeks ago, you know, the lights were pointing elsewhere, you know, so you can't get caught up in the hype of things. We just got to continue to do things 1 week at a time and try to accomplish our goals.
Have you been better than you thought you'd be this year, or as good as you thought you'd be, or where would you rate yourself?
I feel like we took steps forward and a couple backwards at times, but I feel like we're getting ready where we need to be. We still have a lot of work to do.
But for you personally, are you exactly where you expected to be, better than you thought you'd be? What?
I think I'm approaching where I envision myself being, you know, as far as contributing to the offense and being effective and just my style of play.
Adrian, more about the rivalry. What makes it such a good rivalry against the Packers in your estimation?
Just a long history, you know, behind it. And divisional game, you know, and normally here in the past couple of years, Green Bay's been the team to beat. And, you know, honestly, I do feel like they're still the team to beat. You know, we don't take lightly, you know, what they've done before they got on a three-game losing streak. They're going to come in ready to play. You got Aaron Rodgers, so they always have a chance, you know. So, and he's been there for a minute. So with that, we've always had a team to go in there and compete as well, you know. So with that, you always have a big game ahead.
Aaron Rodgers thought yesterday that it would spice up the rivalry even more. You know, they've dominated you this decade, 9-1-1, but he thought it would spice up the rivalry even more, that you guys have now gotten better and it looks like it could be more competitive. Do you agree with that, or the rivalry could get better as you guys have shown the improvement you have?
Yeah, when you think about where we sit right now, where we stand, and where they are, you know, so I feel like on the outside, you know, from, you know, I think you guys' perspective, and of course, I look at it and say, yes, it is a big game as well. It's like a little more emphasis on it. You know, we just try to, you know, look at it for what it is, a divisional game against Green Bay, who's been winning. So we're not fooled. We know they can play. So we're just going to focus on our job, execute the preparation this week, and going out trying to execute on Sunday and win another divisional game, which will put us in a great position.
Do you think because of the things that Rodgers is capable of doing that leads to you getting more carries to try to keep him off the field?
You know, anytime you play a quarterback like Rodgers, you want to limit, you know, his opportunities. And, you know, I feel like we've been running the ball pretty good here. And when you're able to do that, you're able to kind of control the clock. So it's not a surprise that that's going to be part of our game plan.
So they strap you up for 25-30?
I don't know. Wherever Coach Turner asks, I'm going to get it done.
Four more home games in what could be more wintry weather, kind of the way this team is built. You looking forward to those conditions?
I wasn't a couple months ago, but I told myself, hey, it's time to go ahead and, you know, switch the mode and start getting prepared for that. And I'll be ready. It'll be fun. I think it'll work in our favor.
You didn't like people talking about your yards after contact. Do you, with everyone bringing up your age this year, you know, missing the majority of last year, do you take additional pride in those yards after contact, considering everything that's been thrown at you?
I do a little bit, you know. But then again, I really, you know, people want to say what they have to say. You know, they put you on this plate or, you know, because you're 30. But I just don't look at things that way. So it actually be like small things that I would never even think about. You know, if people say, well, he's 30 and he's still, you know, yards after, you know, contact and this or that. But it's good that, you know, you see that for what it is, you know. So I just go out and play the game, try to stay in my own lane as far as my mindset and how I see things, and let everything else just kind of flow by me.
Adrian, what's it been like working with Kirby Wilson? What's your relationship, and what kind of guy is he?
He's a great guy. He even better coach. His teaching style is effective, and he's like a brother, man. You know, so when you have that type of camaraderie in the, you know, in the running back room, and then the history of Matt Asiata and Zach Line and these young guys as well. It's been fun so far. But he's a great coach. He's laid back.
What's his teaching style like? And is there something that he's told you this year or maybe in your brief time with him last year that's really stood out and you think it's helped you improve your game?
You know, just, you know, do what you do, you know. You guys are the professionals. You know, you guys are the one that was picked out of, you know, short, you know, crop, you know. So, you know, I'm going to do my job and, you know, teach you guys the fundamentals and things that I see. But, you know, do what you do. So I feel like that's, you know, the best advice you can give someone.
Adrian, do you find yourself learning new things about this team this year each week? I mean, there's a lot of momentum building, but I think there's a lot of sense of, well, we're not sure what this team is capable of totally yet. Where are you with that?
You know, each week I see areas where we can improve. You know, we're at a 5-game winning streak. And, you know, each week, you know, when we go back and watch film, it's like, wow, like, you know, we are so much better than what we're putting on tape, you know, and we experienced that last week as well in Oakland. I see the team growing in all phases, but just kind of focusing offensively. And, you know, last week was a good learning lesson for us as well to see to really kind of point out the areas we need to be more crisp in and what's going to kind of put us over the top, you know. So we come in this week, try to correct those things and be better when it comes to those areas and points in the game, whether it's red zone or backed up, and try to come out on Sunday and put together four quarters, you know, where you're executing and taking advantage of those opportunities because they're rare.
What do you think, Green Bay? What do you think this opponent will be able to teach you or show you? What do you think we'll know a week from now about you guys?
Just how resilient we are. Because we know, you know, it's Green Bay. They're going to come in and play. They're coming in and try to win. So just how resilient we are as a group.
How surprised are you that the Packers have lost three in a row? You don't see that too much.
You don't see that too much, but, you know, you look at the teams that play. They play some pretty, you know, decent teams. You know, people might say, well, Detroit. But, you know, this is football. You can, no matter who you play, you can lose, you know, if your game is not together. So, Denver, Carolina, pretty good teams.
And you touched upon a couple of games earlier. The 2009 game at Green Bay, is that the most intense that the rivalry's been, you know, with Favre coming back there, that particular one?
Yeah, I would think, yeah. Yeah, definitely. With the run we had that year and, you know, the whole hype of Favre going back to Green Bay, yeah, it doesn't get any better than that.
And how do you look back at the 2012 game? Do you say, like, man, I almost got Dickerson's record? Or how do you kind of look back at that particular game?
Mm-hmm. Just look back and say it wasn't meant to be. You know, I wanted it, of course, but it just wasn't meant to be. And, you know, just look forward to having an opportunity to break it.
You talk about the resiliency of this team. Do you feel that this team is making that shift in the NFC North? Like, you know, you don't do so much so with big plays. You guys are doing it in your own personality, but do you feel that there is a shift taking place?
I feel there is, you know, in all phases. I feel like there's a shift, and that's, I kind of touched on that with being able to take advantage of those opportunities. Because they're slim. You really don't get too many opportunities in this league, especially when you're playing a game like on Sunday against Green Bay. But I'm definitely seeing a shift in, like, the mentality of the team and just the way we continue to approach it with the fight and the will and the desire to win no matter what.
And how about in the division? You guys are creating, you know, unstable ground for
yeah,
the future.
Yeah, it is. You know, kind of, you know, brings a smile on your face when you think about it, but you can't get caught up in that, you know. So I just try my best just to focus on 1 week at a time. And, you know, maybe here in 5 weeks, we're able to look back and say, okay, here's where we are, you know, this is where we're at right now. So and enjoy it. But me, I just kind of block things out and take it 1 week at a time and try to get a W.
Are you having as much fun as you've ever had playing football this year?
Yeah, I'm having fun, a lot of fun. And, you know, just being back around the guys, you know, that's the best part to me. You know, and
what is it about the guys that just crave that? That's what they miss the most.
You know, these are the guys you fight for, you know. So to maybe go out there and compete with those guys and for one, you know, goal, that's no better feeling. What was that question again? It's kind of cutting
me off. I just said, if you ever had more fun. Oh, I said, is that about the locker room? What is it that guys love about the locker room so much when they leave the game, this is what they miss the most?
You know, it's not... You know, too many jobs you can have where you're around like 50 guys, you know, different personalities. But just even with a group like this, a young, talented group as well, and some veteran guys on here that's been here for a long time, you know, just like the Greenway, the Sully, you know, Big Phil, you know, so just that history, Brian Robinson, just being around those guys, is you build relationships with those guys, they're family. You know, so when you're not around that, you miss that. And so that's why it's been exciting. It's been fun to go out there and just the desire of this team and the fight that we have for one another. That's, you know, even more than big plays or, you know, making a guy laugh when you're in the locker room. Just the fight that we have for each other, you know, that right there just kind of, you know, says it all. You know, when you're talking about a group and, you know, everyone having each other's back.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Adrian.